بسم الله الرحمن. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليوشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عقابا من عنده ثم لتدعنه فلا يستجيب لكم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت ولا عاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and elders, we must have heard this time and time again that our complete success and salvation is only in Deen. Our complete success and salvation is only in complete Deen. And the Deen that which is accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. Inna Deena inda Allahi al-Islam. If a person, he makes anything else apart from Islam, his deen, his way of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept this. He will gain failure in this life and the life hereafter. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغْ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever makes anything else from Islam as their deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reject this and he will not accept this. So our complete success is in deen. And deen is not a name of one or two actions. Neither is deen only the five pillars of Islam. Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah. Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Wa iqami salah. Wa ita'i zakah. Wa sawmi ramadan. And wa hajj al-bayt. These five fundamentals that we hear and that which we learn when we are young, these are only the foundations and the fundamentals of Islam. These are only the roots of Islam. This is not complete deen. Complete deen is jami'u ma ja'a bihi nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That entire lifestyle, the 24 hours of the day, from morning to evening, imaniyat, mu'asharat, mu'amalat, akhlaq, this entire lifestyle which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had propagated and taught to the Sahaba, this is complete deen. And a person, if he wants complete success, he has to follow complete deen. Thus, if a person tries to find his success and tries to find his salvation in anything else apart from deen or in part of deen, this person will not get true success. And what is success? Success, the ulama have said, success is al-baqa'u fil khayri wal na'im. That success means to live and to remain for eternity in the state of blessings and in the state of bounties. This is success. Now, a person can't get this success in this life. Why? Because this life is only 60 to 70 years. And hypothetically, if we imagine that a person's life for 60 to 70 years, it goes without any difficulty. Even then he has to face death. And death itself is a difficulty and is an imtihan. So a person cannot gain success, this true success of falah in this world. Why? Because a person's nature is difficulty. A human cannot remain a human and not face difficulty. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath in the Quran. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. Indeed, we created insan inside difficulty. So it's a person's second nature to receive difficulty throughout his life. But even if you imagine that a person, he spends his 60 to 70 years of life without any difficulty, even then dying and death and leaving the comfort of this world is a difficulty itself. We can only gain this success This al-baqa'u fil khayri wal na'im, and stay in the state of blessings and peace and tranquility, and a life full of bliss is the life hereafter. Is the life hereafter. For that, this life that we have is a place and a platform of making this effort. Of making this effort. I read a surah, and I just would like to discuss this surah with you brothers, a mudhakara, as it was the habit of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, that when two Sahaba would meet, they would discuss this surah frequently. And Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says that if the Quran wasn't revealed, if you imagine, if the Quran wasn't revealed and only this one surah was revealed, it would suffice for the guidance of mankind. This surah is Wal Asr. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. This surah only consists of three verses. But this surah is so jami' and so comprehensive that it entirely covers the complete deen. And the entire deen comes inside this one comprehensive surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath by time. Allah has taken oath by time that indeed humanity is in great loss. Why has Allah taken oath by time? Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath by time is to indicate towards the value of time and how valuable and how precious this time is. That if a person spends 70 to 80 years in kufr and in disbelieving, the last minute of his life, if he accepts Iman and Islam, this 1 minute is sufficient for him to enter Jannah. This is how valuable time is. That's why we read in a hadith that a person after entering Jannah, after entering paradise, مَا لَا عَيْن رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُن سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has comprehended. Even after entering such a place, a person will regret over that time which passed without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration mentioned that Wal Asr down here is referring to the time of Asr. Is referring to the time of Asr and is indicating towards the closeness of Qiyamah. So from Fajr to Asr is the time from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And from Asr to Maghrib, this is the time from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and Qiyamah. And the time between Asr and Maghrib is Qasir, is very short. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating that the Qiyamah is very close. The sun of the world is setting. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِذُونَ, that the accountability and the hisab kitab of human has drawn very close, but they are in negligence, doing i'rad and turning away. However, wherever the tafsir is, time is very valuable. This we know. And this we can tell from this Quran ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لِإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that the entire humanity, al-insan on this, Alif Lam is Alif Lam Istighraq. Alif Lam Istighraq in the Arabic language means that Alif Lam, when it enters on a particular species, on a particular jinns, it involves all the individuals of that jinns. So when Alif Lam has come on insan, it's talking about the entire humanity. Every single fard, every single individual of insan is involved. Innal insan, the entire humanity, from the first person to the last person to walk on the surface of this earth, lafi khusr, is in great loss. Is in great loss. Alama Alusi in Ruhul Ma'ani, he's mentioned that lafi khusrin, this ra rin, this rin, this tanween underneath this ra is tanweeni ta'zeem, i.e. is telling us that this loss is a very great loss. It's not a normal loss. The loss of this world is very temporary. A person fails a test, he can take a retake. He fails a driving test, he can take another test. He fails his GCSE, his A-levels, his degree, he can take retakes. He can take retake, this talafi, tadaruk is possible. But this is such a test we are in this life that we have 60 to 70 years, even that no guarantee. This is such a test, my brothers, that if a person fails in this and he falls in this khasara and this loss which this Quran ayat is referring to, there is no retake. There is no aud. There is no coming back. There is no tadaruk and talafi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbana absarna wa sami'na farji'na na'mal salihan inna muqilun. That, oh Allah, I've seen Jannat, I've seen Jahannam, I've heard of all these things now, I've seen with my own eyes, give me a chance to go back. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. They will be screaming after this announcement of loss is made. And they will be saying, oh Allah, please take us back to the world so we can do those actions that we didn't do. After many years, أَنْسَبِلْكُمْ أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرُكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. That then give you enough time in this life to prepare. Then give you enough lifespan to prepare. Some ulama say 40 years, hujjat becomes tam, evidence becomes complete on a person if he spends 40 years of this life. This then 40 years means this enough time he had. After many years, this answer will come. وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرِ. Did no warner come to you? Did no prophet come to you? Did no book come to you? Did no one come and remind you? So the entire humanity is in loss. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this with great emphasis by taking time, by taking oath by time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has excluded certain individuals, that individual, that male or female, man or woman, rich or poor, who do these four actions, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. If these four actions are done, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I take oath and qasam by time, this person will be saved and he will gain success. These four actions. And we have to do all four. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the particle waw. Waw in the Arabic language means and. Adf. I.e. leaving no options. So we have to do action number one, number two, number three, and number four. All four, then we are in success, according to this Quran ayat. First action is iman. To have iman. What is iman? It's a very long topic. I've only got 10-15 minutes. Iman is a very long topic. Chapters have been written on Kitabul Iman. We cannot understand Iman just from a 5-10 minutes talk. But this is the first action we have to do, is Iman. Iman, i.e. to have firm yaqeen in the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, Al-Iman an tu'min billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubi ila akhir al-hadith. The seven things that we read when we are young, Iman al-Mufassal. To have firm belief and firm yaqeen in these seven things. This is Iman. And to make a constant effort of Iman. Why? Because Iman Yazid wa Yanqus, like Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his kitab, in his book Al-Jami' Al-Musnad Al-Sahih Al-Mukhtasar Min Amuri Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa Ayyan, which is famous As-Sahih Al-Bukhari. In there he has made the chapter that Iman fluctuates. So we have to make constant effort of Iman. And there's a great contrast of level of Iman. There's one level of the Iman like the Sahaba radiyallahu tajma'in. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala would take qasam and oath that put Jannat and Jahannam in front of me, my Iman neither will increase or decrease. And there's one hour Iman that Allah ta'ala forgive us. We go into sajda. Sajda is the closest position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in a hadith that when a person does sajda, yasjud bayna qadimi ar-Rahman, he does sajda between the two feet of Rahman, kama yaliqu bi sha'nihi. This closest position, we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in there. Haris bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala and was asked by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Haris, kayfa asbaht? How is your morning? He said, asbaht mu'min haqqan. The old Prophet of Allah, I woke up in the morning in the state that I'm a true believer. My heart is filled with iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, oh Haris, a mu'min haqqan, are you true a believer? He said, yes, ya Rasulullah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, فَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ حَقٍ حَقِيقَةٍ فَمَا حَقِيقَةُ ذَلِكَ. That every truth has a reality. What's the reality of your truth? Every claim, every da'wah has evidence. What is the dalil of, listen to this sahabi. This sahabi is saying, Ya Rasulullah, I spend my night in prayers. I spend my day in fasting. I have left interest of the world because of this. كَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ اللَّهِ. As though I can see the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can hear the blessings and the bounties of Jannah. And as though I can hear the blessings and the torture and the punishment of Jahannam and the fire of hell. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mu'min nuwira qalbuh," that this person, this sahabi, he is a true believer whose heart has been enlightened with iman. So the sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in, they could, in battle of Uhud is very famous, the narration mentioned that one sahabi was rooting towards the mountain. He said, by Allah, I can smell the fragrance of Jannat behind this mountain. So those sahaba, they made so much effort of iman, so much effort of iman and yaqeen, that even living in this world, they could feel and hear the bounties and blessings of Jannat. and our iman is so weak, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, that going to the sajda, the closest position to Allah, we hardly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first effort we have to make, the effort of iman. The second effort Allah says in the Quran, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, that a person does good deeds. So after having iman, number two, how doing good deeds. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, then these believers, they call each other towards haqq. Jalaluddin's, in tafsir al-Jalalain, there's many tafsir for this. One tafsir for this is, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, أي يُوصِي بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا بِالْإِيمَانِ, that the believers amongst each other, they give da'wah to each other, they call each other with great emphasis about iman. That's why Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, today people say, Prophet, we are Muslims, why are you giving da'wah of iman? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, this is one of the four actions we have to do. That on a daily basis, like we make effort 5 times namaz, like we make effort to do wuzu, like we make effort for everything else, similarly on a daily basis we have to make an effort of iman. Why? Because iman is more valuable than all the a'mal put together. Iman is more valuable than salah. Salah is only 5 times a day. Iman and yaqeen is imperative every second of the day. A person cannot say, okay, for 1 minute I'll become a kafir, na'uz billah. No, no. If a person does that, for 1 minute all his actions will go to waste. That's how important iman is. So what the wasaw bil haq, the third action is that you call one another towards iman. You call one each other towards iman. That's why Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, kana a'lamuhum bil halal wal haram, Mu'az ibn Jabal, that the person with the most knowledge of halal and haram was Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an. Even him, on a daily basis, he would sit inside Masjid Nabawi, idlis bina nu'min sa'atan, that, oh sahaba, let's sit down and let's renew our iman for a short while. Let's bring iman. They were already believers, they were sahaba, nu'min sa'atan. Why? Because iman is in need of reviving. Iman is in need of effort. So this is third effort. And because doing the effort of iman, this is the effort of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was. Every single prophet that came here, he came with the kalima la ilaha illallah wa ma arsalna min qablaka min rasooni illa nuhi ilayhi annahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budun. Every single prophet. Thus, whoever makes the effort of la ilaha illallah, whoever makes the effort of iman, is though he is reviving the sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. So this is the third effort. And because Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, they were tested through many difficulties, Allah has mentioned number four, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, that the fourth action you do, that you call one another with great emphasis towards sabr, towards steadfastness, towards forbearance and tolerance upon difficulties. So these are the four actions. Number one, iman. Number two, amali saliha. Number three, calling each other towards haqq and iman. And number four, sabr. These four actions, if these four actions are made, then a person, according to this Quran ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath that this person is in salvation, success. We have to do all four actions. Now action number three and number four, they're already included in amal al-saliha. Doing the da'wat of iman and wasiyah of iman and haqq, this is included in amal al-saliha. Similarly, if sabr is also included in amal Saliha. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned action number 3 and number 4 separate, even though it's included inside action number 2. The reason is, my brothers, is likamal in inaya, to for complete attention. Like for example, in Surah Qadr we have tanazzulul malaikatu wal ruh, that on the night of power the angels descend. And Jibrail, ruh means Jibrail alayhi salam, he also descends. Isn't Jibrail alayhi salatu wa salam part of the angels? He is part of the angels. But why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Jibreel separate? Is to indicate towards his speciality, towards his status. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has separated these two actions. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ and وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Dawat and sabr, even though it's included in amal saliha. Why? To indicate towards the speciality and the responsibility of this ummah. That this ummah is not like other ummah. This ummah has two responsibilities. One, they do amal themselves, and the other, they call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Quran ayat is explicit, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are the best people. You've been taken off of the guidance of mankind. You call towards good. You forbid from evil. And you have iman in Allah. Allah has mentioned iman after da'wat. The Mufassirin say the reason Allah has mentioned iman after da'wat, because the previous ummah, they all had to bring iman. But this ummah with iman, they've got the responsibility of da'wat. That's why this fatwa Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Who is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala? He is that sahabi that regarding him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٍّ لَكَانَ عُمْرِ الْخَطَّابِ. If there was a prophet after me, it would be Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Regarding whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if Umar radiallahu ta'ala was to walk on one street, on one path, then Shaitan wouldn't have the audacity to walk on the same path. Regarding whom Ummah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Zayyinu majalisakum bi dhikri Umar, that O people, beautify and adorn your majalis through the remembrance of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha. Regarding whom Jalal ibn Suyuti in Tarikhul Khulafa mentioned, approximately 21 verses of the Quran ayahs were revealed because of the mansha and the irada and the will of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha. He says that whoever wants to be the best part of the Ummah, you know, he's not going to be free, effort has to be made. A person cannot just say, at home and do no effort and says, I'm going to be best part of this ummah. No, فَلْيُؤَدِّ شَرْطَ هَذِي الْآيَةِ. He should fulfill the condition of this ayat. And the condition of this ayat is that a person makes the amal of da'wat. My brothers, the jamaat is here from Bradford. Everyone is requested that inshallah ta'ala we're going to be here for 2-3 days. Our purpose is that how can this iman and amal come in our life, and how can this come in the life of the ummah. For this effort is required. For this, the local brothers are requested to inshallah make a nusrat of the jamaat. Jazakum Allah khair.